So if you're not familiar with Prezi, this is Prezi. It's an exciting way of doing presentations other than using PowerPoint. So what I did is the post. If you walked in, you saw a poster, and that poster was from the Natural Annual Conference that we had. I presented that poster with a colleague of mine, and we decided to do kind of a start to finish line of how you would implement social media. And so I'm going to go through that with you. We're at the start. So in considering social media implementation at your organization or a local health department, there are several things that you should consider. First is spending some quality time using social media, so really getting to know if it is the right thing for you. And the next thing is reviewing the best practices as far as, you know, social media goes. So looking at other local health departments or organizations that have had success using social media. And then really clearly, you know, identifying peer organizations and getting in contact with the person who's in charge to kind of get an idea of what resources are out there. Next thing we have is, what do you want out of this? You know, like a pirate, do you want gold? So it's all about, you know, figuring out what you want, setting clear goals, and really selecting the proper platform. Not everyone has to use YouTube or Twitter or Facebook. So you have to determine what is best for you. Getting the key players is really key here. So maybe the health director at your local health department is completely against the use of social media. And so what you need to do is to engage the people who would technically be involved in the whole process. So you would have your IT staff, your communications staff, your chief information officer, and basically anyone who's in charge of any programs that would be interested in using social media. The next thing is, you know, clearly writing a policy. You don't want anyone to get in trouble for this, you know, and there's a lot of security issues, a lot of worry, you know, what's going to happen if, you know, someone tweets something that shouldn't be tweeted. So you need to create some kind of accountability, a policy that everyone is familiar with and can follow, and also for your community to be aware of this policy. So will my local health department or will this organization respond to a tweet or a Facebook message of mine? These are all things that you need to, you know, put in your policy. And each policies are different, but there are really great resources out there. CDC has a wonderful toolbox full of policies, as well as NACHO. We have a social media toolbox that has policies from various different local health departments. The next step is evaluation and planning. So once you have it set in place, you want to see if things are working out. So one of the things that you need to look at is, for example, the likes and the retweets, the shares, just to kind of know, you know, are you getting what you need from it? Are you increasing in the number of followers? So once you determine if it's working out for you, then you go to the next step. So then you're, you know, setting your clear expectations of what you want out of this and looking at the timing of messages. You see some people that have, or some organizations that have a Twitter or a Facebook account, but there is such a big span of time before they, you know, tweet something else or share some information on Facebook. So that's really important. You want to make sure that the public stays engaged and know that you're there, you're present. Of course, there's accountability with program staff, making sure that, you know, they're doing their job and they're as much involved as you are with it. The last step is preparing for feedback. So it's really important after you've established it to really see, you know, what you've learned from it and improve from there and share your results with LHG leadership. If they were kind of weary about using it, this is a good time to show them, hey, look, we've had some success here and we had our challenges, but we have success here, and you know, present them with, you know, the results of your success. And then you take off. So then I just wanted to show you guys some screenshots of some local health departments that are using Facebook. I know that Anna and Joe will talk about their local health departments, so I didn't focus on theirs. But we have Santa Clara County Public Health Department from San Jose, California. As you can see here, they have 29 check-ins and 672 likes. So I guess for them, it all depends when they've implemented their social media. This might be really good for them, you know. Maybe it's only been a year and they've gotten 672 likes. But these are little things that you should look at and to see, you know, where you go next. Do you want to, you know, do something to increase this, or what kind of campaign you want to carry out? This is a local health department, Grundy County Health Department in Trenton, Missouri. Again, there's 365 likes, and this kind of shows you some of the things they're sharing on there. So they're sharing some resources from CDC, and maybe they're, you know, they have a college campus nearby, so they're sharing some information that would relate to their community. Next, we go to Twitter. So with Twitter, it's, you know, it's kind of different, because if you don't have a large, like, you know, number of followers, then you're kind of somewhat tweeting to yourself. So you want to make sure that you're increasing your followers, that people know that you're present in the community. And so that's clearly really important. And other things that you would, you know, clearly establish in your policy is, do you want to have communication with your community? So if someone, you know, mentions you in a tweet and asks you a question, are you interested in replying back? Is that something that you do or you don't do? Here's another one from McLean County Health Department, and they have 246 followers. Next, I wanted to show you guys some YouTube videos. So we talked about Twitter and Facebook and implementing those. Some, you know, organizations and local health departments go above and beyond with social media, and they make YouTube videos. And when I was searching for these, I was really impressed by these two YouTube videos, and I figured we'd spend some time looking at them.
Prevention starts with you. Get the H1N1 vaccine. Visit BlueShotLA.com.
Isn't that fun? Maybe that'll give you guys some ideas, huh? It was Greene County. Oh, never mind. That's Greene County. Isn't that just great? So in the same situation here, when you're making a YouTube video, of course, how many hits you get on it, that shows if it was successful. So to get some of these resources, we have the whole implementation timeline that we created right outside the door. So if you're interested in checking out NATO's toolbox as well as checking out what resources are out there, it's a great little sheet of paper. There's also QR codes, which if you're not familiar with, if your phone is capable of scanning them, then you will not have to type in the entire link. So there's also an explanation to what a QR code is on the poster. So definitely recommend you to check it out. And I will pass it on to Julia.